Yes, oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Oh, friend, welcome to Sunday worship here on this fifth day of September, friend. It is not just any weekend, it's a three-day weekend. And all God's people said amen to that. So, hey, if you're not too familiar with Sunday worship, it's a program that's been on the air for a long time. I'll tell you what, I think this has probably been the longest program that I have ever done. I think 10 years, I think. 9.5, 10 years. I have to go back and look in the archive there. But yeah, we focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. And my prayer is that you'll be encouraged and focused on Jesus. Let's start things off today with a group called Encounter Music. It's their song, Love Lifted Me. You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters lifted me. Now safe am I. Oh, lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. Oh, and love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help.
Love lifted me.
right. It's Encounter Music. Isn't that a great song? And Love Lifted Me. You're listening to Sunday Worship. I am your host, Joey Kroll. Hope you're having a great weekend, by the way, in the midst of all the stuff that you may have planned. I hope you have a chance just to maybe slow down and drink up some rest. That's always a good thing. And also make some memories with your family. I'll tell you what, the older I get and the quicker my kids grow up, man, I realize time is so precious. So soak up some of that family time and memory-making opportunities this weekend. Well, my friend Donna Leland at Moody Radio shared a story about getting a courtesy call to remind her of her car warranty, that it's about to expire. And she said, Sally said, this is my final warning. She wants me to punch 5 to talk to a non-existent customer service representative or press 9 to be put on their do not call list. And they know we're not pressing 5. They just want us to press 9, right? Just get me off your list. Well, friend, if I press 9, they get what they're fishing for. My acknowledgement this number is active, can be texted, and is in operation. Once that happens, they can sell my number to other scams, and I'm going to the highest bidder on the scammer open market. This is a trick of the enemy of our phones, and also a trick of the enemy of our souls. Satan tries to get us twisted up and tricked into giving into the urges of our flesh. Pressing 9 means to give in to the easiest solution. Think of Jesus when Satan tempted him to press 9. Stones turned into bread to ease his hunger need to be acknowledged in his rightful rule on earth. Jesus withstood the pressure and didn't press 9. And that same Holy Spirit, dear friend, lives in us to give us the power as well to not press 9.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you.
So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say
fades, doll is stripped away, and I simply come home,
longing just to bring something that's of worth that will bless your
I'm sorry.
together worthy, all together wonderful to me.
And it's all about you, Jesus.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
The Lord.
Yes, and this is a great song. Keith and Kristen Getty, and the Lord is my salvation. Great to hang out with you this weekend. It's Joey Kroll. Always enjoy hearing from you. You can connect with me on social media. Just visit facebook.com/Joey Kroll Online. That's all one word, Joey Kroll Online, K-R-O-L. That's how you spell that last name. Four letters, but kind of hard to spell. So, well, I'll tell you what, the pain of loss, that's a real thing. It really is. The pain of loss can make even the strongest soul weep great tears of grief. Maybe it's the loss of thousands of fellow citizens in a terrorist attack, or the loss of a single cherished friend the day death comes calling. Maybe it's the loss of a dream, a loss of a plan, loss of a purpose. Friend, whatever the cost, loss, man, it's painful. And it's completely normal and understandable. And that pain deserves comfort. And the Bible tells us that God is familiar with loss. He's familiar with pain. Therefore, able to comfort us in our heartbreaks and griefs. So if you need, dear friend, a shoulder to weep on, God's are broad and his arms are open. Discover his great comfort in the pages of his word today. Bring your broken heart to him. You'll never find a greater comforter.
There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace flow deep and wide, where all the
I'm in all.
listen to this encouraging word today from Psalm 3. O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me. My glory, the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill.
This is my Father's word, and to my listening ears, all nature sings and round me rings the music of the spheres. This is my Father's word. I rest me in the thought of rocks and trees, of skies and seas, his hands the wonders wrought. This is my Father's word. The birds their carols raise, the morning light, the lily white, declare their Maker's praise. This is my Father's world. He shines in all that's fair. In the
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Still know that he is God.
you still don't know that He is faithful. Consider all that He has done. Stand in awe and be amazed. And know that He will never change.
Calling each of us to come.